Of course, this relationship between primary care, GP, home, and the hospital specialist team had been a matter of concern and importance for many years. I mean, even in the early 1960s, there were so-called mini-clinics developing, and these were largely dependent on the local diabetes specialist physician, as he was now emerging. There weren't any before. making contact with some of his local general practitioner friends, and the GP running a little so-called mini-clinic, which the consultant attended, and they would see patients together, or there would be some division of labour with more difficult, troublesome ones being seen perhaps by the consultant. And these grew to quite a large size. I mean, there was one in Poole, which Ron Hill, the consultant there, was very instrumental in starting. There were perhaps 8, 10, one in the Isle of Wight, where there was a sort of peripatetic consultant who moved out, and a lot of doctors started moving into the clinic and doing a diabetic clinic a week to keep their skills high and to develop their own particular interest in diabetes. So this sort of continuity between primary care and the specialist unit was not a new thing.
Did you have any first-hand experience of these mini-clinics?
Yeah, I visited a few, and I was particularly interested in the Poole, the Ron Hill clinic, and got to know the local GPs pretty well. The other person, actually, who was very active with local GPs was Joan Walker, a physician in Leicester. She had a very interesting history. I mean, she was the diabetes person who was left in charge of the whole business of diabetes of Leicester when all the men went off to war during the war. When they came back, of course, they were not terribly happy to see her in situ. So she was sort of expelled from all of her hospital jobs in, I think, a very disgraceful way, actually. It's now far enough away to be able to say that. I think she was very scurvily treated for the contribution she'd made. So, being Joan, she decided she would make the best of things, and she got the local district nurses and health visitors and so on interested in diabetes and started treating patients in their homes and with the help of their GPs, and worked quite closely with the GPs. And in fact,